Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo. And he is G-Money Garrett Chapman behind the glass today playing actually really good tunes right now. Shout out to Garrett for always playing the good music on the way back in. Reminder, very quickly, the story about my daughter and her recital, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We'll get a wake-up call, 404-726-0929, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But we've got a lot more things to talk about right now.
Yeah, here are the headlines before you clock in this morning. Georgia beat Alabama 28-7 in the SEC Championship. Indiana beat Ohio State 13-10 in the Big Ten Championship. The college football playoff rankings are set. Georgia at 3, Bama remained at 9, Indiana is in first place, pushing Ohio State to second, Miami made it at 10, and Notre Dame was left out. The Hawks split back-to-back games, lost to the Nuggets 134-133, beat the Wizards 131-116. They do have some time off, but the Hawks will play again on Friday against the Pistons. And Georgia Tech will be going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl against BYU. They are taking Notre Dame's place after they said, thanks, but no thanks. And yesterday at Mercedes-Benz, the Falcons fell to the Seahawks 37-9. Special teams struggled with a field goal blocked in the first half, allowing a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown on the opening play of the second half. They have been eliminated from the playoffs, and the Falcons will head to Tampa to take on the Bucs for Thursday night football.
Yeah, I think that as far as the Falcons go in the Thursday night matchup, it's the best thing possible for them to get a Thursday night game this week. I think you get that bad taste out of your mouth. You talk about losing by 4 touchdowns in a game that was tied at halftime, right? Yeah. You got to kind of hit the eraser really, really quick. They'll get back to the grind today. A lot of, you know, body upkeep. They're a dinged up team. You'd like to think that Drake London can come back and be a part or a participant at least in what they have going on this week. They won't be in pads, probably won't be in helmets, but they have a quick turnaround, and you have to start today when you talk about preparing for a Todd Bowles defense and doing all the things necessary to get ready very, very quickly for Thursday night football.
Yeah, I think Tony Dungy has a line where playing a Todd Bowles defense on a short week is like getting your teeth pulled or something like that. It's brutal because the way he brings the blitzes and how much he likes to blitz.
Sure.
But you go look at the game that Tampa played just yesterday, it was not a very good effort. Now, that's the thing that gives me a little bit of hope this week is it is a division rivalry and you know each other. If the Saints can go into Tampa and beat Tampa Bay, then, I mean, I like to think we might be able to hold our own a little bit. You go look at the game, both teams ran the ball really well in the game. That gives me a little bit of hope with how really bad we've been in the passing, whether we have Drake or not, but you've got to have Drake for this game. I think that's why Drake didn't play yesterday. Now, granted, it's just more of the fact that he couldn't do it on being injured, short week turnaround with that kind of injury, it's going to be hard to do. So why not come out fresh? And I think they might have Mike Evans, too. I'm not sure where he's at. But
yeah.
I was hearing he was getting close to coming back.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing about all the ups and downs with this Tampa Bay team. They were able to beat this season the Seattle team that we just got drummed by. But they also lose to the Saints. We just beat the Saints just a couple of weeks ago in pretty handily fashion. So feel pretty good about that. I look at Tampa, and so many times throughout the beginning of the season, I kept saying Baker Mayfield's inevitable. Like, he's just inevitable. But suddenly the Baker magic has started to run out a little bit on what they've been able to accomplish this season. And I've said this to you guys a couple of times. Tampa right now feels like Atlanta did last year, where Atlanta comes out of the gate. They're 6-3. Kirk Cousins, the two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week. You feel like everything's rolling, and then suddenly the wheels just fall off. You lay a couple of eggs against a couple of good football teams, and it goes downhill.
And they both have shoulder injuries. Like, Kirk had his shoulder injury that I guess we or didn't know about, and
yeah,
then Baker sprained his AC joint in the game against the Rams, I believe. So, yeah, there is some – it is odd there how they're both – jumped out to great starts, and all of a sudden they've came back to earth a little bit. Egbuka didn't have a great game yesterday. They were able to take the Saints. The Saints' defense is the best part of their team.
For sure. Did Tristan Wirfs play yesterday? I was trying to keep track because he was
inactive. Tristan Wirfs was inactive yesterday.
I wonder if that's going to be along the same lines as the Drake London, where you and I were both kind of on the same page. It's like Drake London maybe could have come back, but you'd love to have him for that division game on Thursday night. I wonder if Tristan Wirfs is along those same lines. But make no mistake about it, Drake London is this football team right now. Drake London is this football team. Imagine how you feel if they were just like, hey, Drake's just done for the year. Mm-mm. You would be like, we're in a really bad spot. There ain't nowhere to go from here. Drake London is this football team. He's not. We've talked about it a number of times, have we not? He's the emotional leader of this offense, probably of the entire team. When Kirk was asked yesterday, hey, does somebody need to throw a chair across the locker room? My answer was no, because Drake London didn't play today, and he would be the chair thrower. And that's exactly what we're waiting on.
It's like we talked about earlier, when you needed a play yesterday in the passing game, there's no one to make it. There's nobody that stepped up. I know Kyle had he had a couple of good catches, but the reality was he had a couple that he didn't make, and a couple of jump ball. It was a jump ball situation where I think Drake makes that play. Drake London, if you take Bijan Robinson out of the mix, and other than their running back, Drake London is your playmaker in the wide receiver core, and there is no other playmaker other than Drake London. So essentially yesterday you went into a game with Bijan Robinson and everybody else.
I agree.
Well, if you look back at the beginning of the season, I mean, it was Buccaneers won by 3 points. So it was Bucs, Falcons, 23-20. We really came out of that game feeling like it could have been ours at that point.
Yeah, and Bo will remember better me. Was that a Younghoe miss?
It was a Younghoe miss to send the game to overtime.
Yeah, but he didn't stub his toe on that one.
Well, so remember, you pretty much controlled the game to the entirety. And you got Caden Ellis with a free shot at Baker. And Baker, the inevitability of him, he eludes it,
sure,
makes the big throw. They go ahead, you come down, and you have the field goal to tie the game, and Younghoe misses it. No, he did not kick the ground on that one. I think he's evolved in now kicking the ground instead of the football.
He did
kick the football on this one, and it missed. And it was an unfortunate, because you felt Michael Penix, that was the game where you come away with Michael Penix going, hey, this guy can move,
right,
this guy can throw, can do everything. And now that became less. Obviously, now he's with another knee injury. But that was a game where you felt like you gave to them and you should have won.
We do have to get the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Call us. Tell us how your weekend was. What do you think about those Dirty Birds? Let's go ahead and hit this thing.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, it is time for the wake-up call. Like I said, 404-726-0929. Got a couple lines open, but we do have plenty of callers right now. Let's go ahead and move through these things pretty quickly. Dexter, you're going to be up first, buddy. What'd you think coming off the weekend?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, man, it ain't the wake-up call no more, man. It's still sleep call. I don't even want to wake up, Mike. I'm tired of waking up and hearing y'all every morning trying to explain what went down yesterday, man. It's just terrible, man. I know y'all got to do y'all job on the radio, but it ain't no hope. Even if we had Drake, it ain't no hope because we just don't seem to do nothing right. We get penalties at the wrong time. We get the special team give up 100 yards. When I seen that man run 100 yards, I ran out the house. I thought I was still running with him. Just don't make sense, man.
Hey, man,
y'all have a good morning, man, and we're going to keep hope alive.
All right, man. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're always going to try to do here on the morning shift. Let's try to get one more quick call in. Let's talk to Tony. Tony, what's going on, man? How was the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Hey, had a great weekend. Okay. No dogs, got to say that. I was going to say no dogs.
Amen.
But I say Falcons, you know, week four, y'all said, do we think Falcons are a playoff caliber team? And I jumped out there and said, I think if we beat Buffalo, we are. Obviously, I don't know enough about football. So I'm saying something I've never said before. I've never said for the Falcons to lose four great straight games. But please tank these four. We need to get Pavia early in the second round. Penix is just going to be another glorified Kirk Cousins because you can't move. So it's going to be – we can't do that. We need to move forward. Yeah. Okay, we got to look forward. This season's done. All right?
Yeah.
Let's move forward. Even if we keep the same coaches, whatever.
Yeah. Okay? Appreciate the phone call, Tony. The Pavia thing caught me off guard. I'm not going to lie about that. Caught me off guard just a little bit.
I don't know how I feel about that.
But I do want to go back to something he was talking about, how he felt about after the Buffalo game. When we're talking about Tampa in week one and Buffalo – like, those games feel like they were a lifetime ago, just in terms of my own emotion. Like, I'm going back. Man, we were so excited. Even after the Tampa loss, I was like, hey, they played pretty well.
No, there was nothing really to be upset about after that Tampa loss. Because, like I said before, it really felt like we had something. And then the Buffalo win was unbelievable.
Yeah. You felt after the first Tampa loss, if we could only just get the kicker situation situated, we would really be cooking with gas. And here we are. I don't think that's the problem right now.
Think about the explosive plays you had against Buffalo, how well you did. I mean, remember the play at the end of the first half with Drake and all the, you know, Bijan Robinson's big touchdown run. The defense made Josh Allen, that's an NFL reigning MVP, made him look like a first-year player. And it just has all been gone. Divine Diablo injury against San Francisco, and then all of a sudden teams figure out how to run the football against you.
Man.
And that started this downhill that just you've never been able to recover from.
I asked the question, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, who is more important to their unit, Divine Diablo to the defense or Drake London to the offense? As much as I, as highly as I think of Divine Diablo, especially in some of the games we've seen him back, I don't think there's any question that Drake London is just that guy. He's that guy offensively.
Remember when it was 4 weeks ago, I guess, and we were like, what? How can – you got to find someone else to target. Why does Drake London have 15 targets and 12 – well, there's a reason why he was the only guy getting targeted.
Turns
and
we out just that was a good game plan.
We just weren't paying attention to the facts, and now they're just hitting us right in the
face. Yikes.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we're going to continue this conversation with Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and now analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. He's going to join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.